From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Dex, here September 1st. 5 that move the crypto tape overnight. Here's the first. Let's get into it. First, from Cointelegraph, BlackRock drives $217 million Bitcoin ETF rebound as altcoin funds continue streaks. BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust ETF saw a significant $205.9 million in inflows yesterday, making up nearly 95% of the total for Bitcoin ETFs. Fidelity's Wise Origin Bitcoin Fund added $6.9 million, while Grayscale's Bitcoin Mini Trust brought in $9.4 million. The only outlier was VanEck's Bitcoin ETF, which experienced $13.4 million in outflows. On the Ethereum side, spot ETFs attracted $87.7 million, marking their 11th straight day of positive inflows. BlackRock's iShares Ethereum Trust led this charge with $59.9 million. XRP and Solana ETFs also continued their streaks, with XRP bringing in $5.64 million and Solana slowing to $925,010. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. Next, second, from Crypto Briefing. Russia's crypto regulation takes effect, boosting oversight and legitimacy. Russia's new crypto regulation is officially in effect, and it could be a game changer for the legitimacy of digital assets. This move aims to bring more oversight to the market, which might help stabilize things a bit. With clearer rules in place, there's potential for a shift in global crypto sentiment, as other countries may look to Russia's framework as a model. It's interesting to think about how this could impact the broader landscape. If Russia can create a structured environment for crypto, it might encourage more institutional interest and participation, which could ripple through the market. Keep an eye on how this develops, as it could set the tone for regulatory discussions elsewhere. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. Up next, third, from Cointelegraph. Thailand SEC proposes retail access to regulated overseas crypto derivatives. Thailand's SEC seeks comments on rules requiring retail accessible overseas crypto derivatives to trade on qualifying, centrally cleared exchanges. Thailand's Securities and Exchange Commission SEC has proposed allowing intermediaries to facilitate retail access to certain digital asset derivatives traded overseas. Under the proposal, eligible products would need to resemble crypto derivatives traded in Thailand, including their underlying assets, maturity, leverage and settlement methods. And then, fourth, from Bitcoinist. Shiba Inu burn rate spikes 120% as 20.82 million SHIB move to dead wallets. Shiba Inu's daily burn rate jumped 120% after 20.82 million SHIB were sent to dead wallets, according to Shibrin Tracker data. The spike gives SHIB holders another supply reduction headline, but it needs careful framing. A large percentage increase in daily burn rate can sound dramatic, especially when the prior day's burn was low. The actual token amount matters just as much as the percentage. In this case, 20.82 million SHIB were burned. Next, fifth, from Crypto Briefing. CME's share of XRP futures jumps as token rallies 40% in a week. CME's growing XRP futures share signals increased institutional confidence, potentially influencing broader crypto market dynamics and future XRP valuation. The post CME's share of XRP futures jumps as token rallies 40% in a week appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Up next, sixth, from Crypto Potato. These two Bitcoin derivatives signals could trigger a long squeeze, analysts. Bitcoin's derivatives market is showing a curious split, with open interest falling nearly 4% since August 21. While funding costs for long positions have risen quickly. Analyst Axel Adler Jr. says that combination could leave Bitcoin exposed to a long squeeze if traders start rebuilding leverage while maintaining an increasingly bullish bias. In Adler's latest brief, he put the focus on what is happening beneath Bitcoin's price, with Bitcoin-denominated open interest falling from 331,100 Bitcoin on August 21 to 318,600 Bitcoin on August 31, a decline of 3.8%. And then, seventh, from Crypto Potato. Bitcoin, Ethereum, Tron, and Cardano tell four very different stories through active addresses. A sharp contrast has emerged in active addresses across Bitcoin, Ethereum, Tron, and Cardano, as the four blockchains continue to show different patterns when it comes to network usage. Bitcoin's count, for one, has dropped significantly compared with previous major cycles, even though its price remains far above historical levels. According to the latest observation by AlphaFractal founder Joe Wesson, this does not necessarily indicate weaker usage. Next, eighth, from U.today. Can Hyperliquid hype reach $100? XRP's key support reached. Solana holds $100 hostage. Crypto market review. Disclaimer. The finance today intended only. Conduct your own research by contacting financial experts before making any investment decisions. We believe that all content is accurate as of the date of publication, but certain offers mentioned may no longer be available. Up next, ninth, from Be in Crypto. Tom Lee says September crash fear could trigger a stock rally, push Bitcoin 2x. Fundstrat's Tom Lee is treating September's crash fear as a contrarian signal. He says a market that's braced for weakness could rally instead, carrying Bitcoin toward $150,000. Lee has not dropped his correction call. He has moved it, pointing pointing to the September 15 Federal Reserve Fed meeting as the moment that decides direction. The fear has an evidence base, because across 10 U.S. midterm election years since 1986, the average stock market low landed on September 2. Brazil's top electoral court, the Tribunal Superior Eleitoral TOC, suspended presidential candidate Renan Santos' digital campaign and froze R$3.3 million, roughly said $140,000 USD in public funds on August 31, week after he became the only contender to publicly back a national Bitcoin reserve. Those lows followed an average slide of 16.77% from the prior high. And then, 10th, from B in Crypto, Brazil suspends pro-Bitcoin candidate Renan Santos' campaign, freezes R$3.3 million fund. Justice Dias Toffoli barred Santos and running mate Haroldo Medina from debates and ruled that 16 campaign social media profiles, declared 12 days after the campaign's registration filing, cannot carry paid political ads. That's the tape. Stay on chain. Stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. New here. Grab your...